I recently had the opportunity to interview Noah Preminger about the release of his brand new album entitled Pivot Live at 55 Bar. We spoke about his interest in the Delta Blues and the influence it had on this album. That album's now available at iTunes and Amazon and other digital download sites, and you can also purchase a hard copy of the CD at CD Baby. So let's get started. We're going to begin with an excerpt from the track 15,000 from another release of Noah's entitled Haymaker. We've got a guest with us today, Noah Preminger, here in the studio. Welcome, Noah.
Hey, Ken.
I think I've seen your music transform from, I think, your earlier albums and your earlier times I've watched you play. It was sort of always exploratory, searching, that kind of vibe to your music. And I think in the last couple of years, it's like, I think there's a lot more confidence in your playing, like you know the direction you're headed in. Do I have that right?
I got no idea where I'm going. But, I mean, things have changed for me, at least, where, as you know, I moved up to Boston this past year.
Yeah.
After living in New York City for a while. When I was living in New York, I felt like I needed to play every gig all the time. I needed to, you know, it didn't matter what it was. Even if the guys I wanted to call weren't available, I'd call the next guys in line. Now I feel like I have more control, not because I have, you know, gotten to a certain point, like a level or whatever, but with recognition or anything, but I don't feel like it's that important to be out there all the time. I want to play my music or the music that is interesting to me and that I feel is emotionally satisfying. So that's what I'm doing now.
But I have seen, I'm going to go back to this, because I have seen a change in your playing, in your style of playing. I think your sound's always been very distinct. But I think the material that you've been playing has changed, and just the general vibe of the music has changed into more of a confident, just more of a confident feel. How do you think your music has changed over the years?
For example, this latest record that I just made, I've been primarily listening to blues music the past few years.
Really?
And mostly Delta blues music and from Mississippi. And the reason is because there's a seriousness and an honesty and like a desperation to the music that I think is lacking in most music today or over the course of the past 100 years. And that really grabs the listener, and that touches me the most. And so when we recorded two songs by one of my favorite blues singers named Booker White,
yeah.
Booker White, and he was a Delta Mississippi blues singer and guitarist. And there are a number of them that I really enjoy listening to, but his voice really, I really connect with.
Yeah.
And his phrasing and his honesty and those other things I was talking about. And so we recorded two of his melodies, much different than he recorded them. And I think actually we got queued up one of mine and one of his.
Yeah,
so you can sort of hear the difference. But in regards to how my playing has changed, I think that there's an urgency and an intensity that is more present now than there was maybe a number of years ago. Especially after talking to just in the business who said, like, you really got to play like it's this is the last time you're ever going to play.
Uh-huh.
And so now I feel like I do that more so than before.
All right, so we talked about Bucca White. Let's hear from Bucca White, and then we can talk about that and then play some of your new album.
Okay.
So we will play Parchment Farms Blues. Here we go.
Good, give me 5 days more and down on Parchment Farms. Give me life, death, bone, hell, down on Parchment Farms. I would hate it so bad, but I left my wife and mom. Oh, you, goodbye, wife. Oh, you have done gone. Oh, goodbye.
All right, Bucca White. What is it that attracted you to that, and how did it influence what we're about to hear in your new album?
Okay, well, Parchment Farm, I believe, was a prison. That's not something that a lot of people... I mean, that's, like, deep.
Yeah.
That's intense. That's... there's a lot to it there. I mean, we were just in Montana the other day, and we were driving in a, you know, driving around Montana or whatever, and there one of those Western songs by one of those country singers talking about like getting in your pickup truck and driving. That was like the basis of the song was driving in your pickup truck.
Yeah,
I mean that doesn't really have an emotional intensity that, you know, talking about being in jail and like working on a farm, you know, does
hard labor.
Yeah. I mean, these guys were, you know, most of the Delta Mississippi blues singers were talked about working in with soil. I mean, with dirt, with the earth.
Yeah,
and this is like a different scene.
Right, right. So it's kind of like that gut wrenching feeling
and,
coming
and
up.
And I like music that has that grit to it, and that's how I play with a like a serious gritty, you know, thing.
Right, right.
And which is also I feel like lacking in a lot of music is that like you know, extra like oomph.
Yeah.
So that really draws me to it. And the tone of his voice, I mean, it's strong.
Yeah.
So,
what I've read about your album from some of the publicity releases is kind of you took that intensity and that grit and that, you know, from the gut kind of playing and sort of applied the kind of playing that you hear from Ornette Coleman and Sonny Rollins as far as the long, lengthy solos and just building on the bass of the song.
Sure.
And is that what you tried to do here?
There are a number of, I mean, I wouldn't say concepts, but kind of, you could see them as concepts. One is Bucca White and a number of other Delta blues players, well, many different kinds of blues players, but what I'm attracted to in the Delta blues is mainly their phrasing is, it's not like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, all the time. I mean, we're attracted to the 4-4 meter because that's built into our culture.
Yeah.
But they have a way of escaping that and allowing a certain freedom in their phrasing. So the blues is typically a 12-bar form,
right?
but not all the time for the Delta blues players, and that's really cool. I mean, they don't have to play, they could have 5.5 beats in one bar,
yeah,
or 2 beats, or 3, you know, it's not strict.
Yeah.
And I love that looseness and freedom in their playing, in their phrasing.
Yep.
So that's one thing that attracts me.
All right.
I mean, also, they don't have like a sophisticated harmonic knowledge that
they're
playing with. I mean, these are like some poor African Americans working on the, you know, farmland. Guitars were cheap then to buy, and they like taught themselves.
Right.
So there is a freedom in their harmonic approach where that I kind of have, you know, taken a liking to.
Well, let's play from your new album. Maybe we'll break into it and talk some more, because these tracks are over 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to Noah Preminger's quartet, his latest quartet, playing Parchment Farms Blues. right. We're going to fade that down and talk a little bit in the meanwhile about this album.
Can't you hear can't you see just like a couple in their house party on the Upper East Side sitting down to dinner with candles lit listening to that?
No. But but neither. I did notice, though, actually, you know, after talking to you and hearing that Buck of White, I can see where I hadn't before. I can really see where that music is coming from.
Uh-huh.
You know, right from the beginning when you're stating the theme, almost having that gritty steel guitar sound and that kind of rhythm going on. And then, you know, like you said, just going, you know, right from the gut and
sure. I mean, yeah, one could say like, oh, they're not playing the melody perfectly together. And it sounds like, you know, they're kind of messing up and, you know, which is, I can understand someone might think that, but it's not supposed to be perfect.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, if you want that, there's other music you can listen to
yeah.
if you want. This is not that. This is like an honest, like, yeah, grit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So why don't we go over who's on this record? You're on tenor sax throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And then why don't you go talk about the other players?
Sure. The trumpeter, his name is Jason Palmer.
Great player.
He's one of the most amazing musicians yeah. I've ever played with.
Boston-based.
He lives in Boston but plays all over. And he has an incredibly pretty, sweet tone. I think we're going to jump ahead and listen to him in a minute. But he also has the harmonic and rhythmic freedom that I sort of enjoy listening to. And so all his amazing characteristics into one, you get Jason. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And he's a pleasure to work with as well, which goes a long way. The bassist, his name is Kim Cass. He's from Maine. I went to college with him. We went to music school together. Then I think he moved out west for a number of years. He lived in San Francisco or somewhere in the Bay Area. And then he moved to New York a few years ago. And he's a bad boy. He has an amazing sound. You hear every note he plays. And I like bassists that are more of a textural thing, where not necessarily that you can hear every note, but where it just feels good to blow against. You can hear every single note when he's playing. Yeah. You can hear it in the intros especially, but throughout. And his technique is scary, and he's just amazing.
Yep.
And then the drummer, his name is Ian Froman.
Yeah.
And Ian, I played with Ian as a sideman in a couple projects, but never led a band with Ian until this. He has a special intensity. There's like a spiritualness that's really amazing to play with.
Yeah.
And he's also a really special dude. I mean, all these guys are really easy to work with and really kind people. And I don't even really have to say anything.
Yeah.
And if I do say that if there's something that I want or a direction I want, they get it
they're
cool. So.
Yeah.
This is New York City.
Yeah. So. All right. So talking about Jason Palmer, we're going to try to move to his part on this. Hopefully I'll get it right. I'm in about 20 minutes into this song, and let's fade this up and see if we got Jason's trumpet playing in this.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's another side of Noah Preminger right there. Maybe what you're known best for, perhaps, are slow ballads.
No, I think the question is known by who.
No, no. You've got your core fans. You got a name for yourself, definitely, in the jazz scene.
All right.
Yes, Where or When? And that's from a previous album called Before the Rain, right?
Mm-hmm. It's funny to hear the difference in sound between those two. It just the way they're recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in a studio. And although for that record, there was no separation in the studio. We recorded in the same room, which I much prefer rather than in booths.
You once told me that, well, that song's about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes long or something, but you told me it's really a much longer track.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to admit that kind of thing as artists, but yeah, that was like a 10, 11 minute song, I think, if I remember, and that we just spliced down to a couple minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Prefer it that way.
Yeah.
But in regards to sounds, the live record that we just did that everyone heard before, I mean, that was recorded at the 55 Bar as a regular club date, where it was supposed to sound sort of too loud, because it was too loud for that room. It was wicked loud. You could barely hear the saxophone, you know, and the drums kind of overpowered, but that's what I wanted, that kind of intensity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to sound like clean and pretty and like a studio recording.
Yeah, polar opposites.
Polar opposites.
What we just heard.
So it's funny to hear the difference between.
Yeah,
the two.
Yeah, yeah. And you exhibit that like low guttural, breathy sound on the on the ballad there.
Right. Well, it was just the way it's mic'd.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, it's also softer and...
Yeah.
So, sure. Well, the live thing, I mean, I'm literally blasting and taking off for 32 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have to literally, I mean, basically play as loud as I can to be heard.
Yeah.
It's like we're saying the desperation. It's like, you know, got to get it out.
Yeah.
For the ballad, I mean, a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Different story.
Finish up here with Noah Preminger. We're going to... Listen to actually Jason Palmer from his album Places. Jason, great trumpet player. This is a track called Urban Renewal, but thanks for stopping by, Noah.
Thanks for having me, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right.
All right.